From Ballarat to Mornington, our good friend Tony Noonan's joining us on SEN Track. Morning to you, Tony.
Andrew Bensley, how the bloody hell are you?
I'm well, Tony. Good to talk to you, mate. Do you? You're making it sound like we haven't spoken for ages, which it probably is anyway. So how in the bloody hell are you?
I am outstanding, Andrew.
That's good. You're in the car driving around. It had plenty of activity this morning for track work?
Yeah, busy sort of morning. Jump out to Mornington and heading up to Oaklands Junction to inspect some dealings for the upcoming Melbourne Premier Sale on Sunday.
It's going to be big again, Tony. It's normal, you know, each of these sales remarkably has been unbelievable so far this year. But the Melbourne Premier, the catalogue reads pretty encouraging, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's some lovely horses there, Andrew, and it's been just an incredible sales series up to this point. So hopefully there's some normality back to it so that little blokes like I can spend some money.
Yeah, well, did I see you in Sydney?
I was at the I was there. I didn't have enough ammo to purchase anything, but we've saved our Coke bottles and we'll be attacking on the weekend.
Yeah, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Unbelievable 3 days coming up and. We're going to be out there broadcasting, so we'll see you out there. And the stable, how's it ticking over? You've had a couple of nice horses of late. Governor Landy was pretty good the other day, and I noted that winner down at Stony Creek recently. He runs away. That was a good win that day.
Yeah, look, they're no champions, and I don't think they're going to become household names, Andrew, but they're handy, and their owner's having a lot of fun. Horses are performing well. We only have a small team, but they're all performing up to their ability, so we can't complain.
You got Dynamic Duo, your lone runner there at Sandown in race 7. You would have been pleased with the return at Ballarat?
Oh, it was a good run. He's a nice horse that we purchased at the ready-to-run sales in New Zealand, and just been a little bit backward. Had a couple of little issues along the way, nothing serious, but just meant that we just, had to nurture him a little bit. He spent some time up in Queensland last winter. That brought him on really well. That was his first up run back from his trip to Queensland the other day. It was a super run.
And do you see the horse just training on the way it has? And Barrier 3 today is a lot better than where it was at Ballarat.
Yeah, we were just forced back the other day from the bad draw, but no, he's drawn well today. There shouldn't be any excuses. Lovely big open track. It's a great track, Sandown. I hope they never sell it. He'll get every chance there.
Yeah, look, let's hope, I think there's always discussion and rumour around Sandown, but gee, when you see it on a race day and the facility around the two tracks that they've now built, you just don't want to lose it, do we?
Oh, it's a travesty, Andrew. I don't know how the industry hasn't been a little bit more vocal about protecting something that is just so such a great facility for horse.
Yeah.
If we're looking at animal welfare and horses racing on really good tracks and great facilities, Sandown, I think every participant in the industry would say that it would be, if not their favourite track, it would be one of their favourite tracks. It's a beautiful track, and to lose it would be, as I said, a travesty. I don't know why the industry doesn't gather together to address the issue. It tends to get tucked away in the corner and it'll be solved before we know it, and then we'll all be saying, well, why didn't we do something about it?
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more with you. I think that, in fact, I'd even go as strong to say that the internationals that come here for the spring should go back there.
I think if they had a choice, they'd prefer to go there. But, I don't understand the politics behind it. I thought most race clubs were about racing. And to lose such a terrific facility in the heart of Melbourne, just, it'd be like selling, the MCG to some degree. But, Look, they're smarter than I am. And... Hopefully, hopefully we can avoid it.
Hopefully it doesn't happen, that's right. Well, good luck today with Dynamic Duo. Sounds like the horse has trained on well for second up today, and let's hope that Jake can give the horse a nice ride. Thanks for your time, Tony, and we'll see you at the Melbourne Premier.
Great to talk to you, Andrew.
Thanks.